You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
With the ongoing cost of living crisis, many Kiwis have had to make choices between feeding themselves and their pets, often skipping meals and putting their pets first. Producer Faith spoke to New Zealand Food Network CEO Gavin Finley about the issue and what needs to be done to address food insecurity in Aotearoa.
What do you think it says about the current cost of living crisis in New Zealand that some people are choosing to skip meals to ensure their pets are fed?
It's a real challenging time for a lot of people where their disposable income is very, very limited and they're having to make choices. And it is a bit of a scary situation where making a choice whether you feed yourself or your kids or your animals is something that you have to do. But that's the reality. You don't get free power, you don't get free rent, you don't get free petrol to go to work. So, you know, when discretionary income is very, very limited, it's a real challenge.
And why do you think it is that people are putting their pets ahead of themselves?
I think that's just human nature. Over two-thirds of families have got pets in their households, and they are just treated like their children. I mean, we certainly know anecdotally that some elderly who have got pets as companions will absolutely put their pets' welfare before their own. Parents will treat their pets as their children, again, will prioritise them before themselves. So, and, you know, I think the nature of how we interact with our pets is such a strong bond that, in general, they're prioritised before you as a parent or an adult yourself.
And are you seeing this trend mostly among any specific demographics?
No, it's pretty much across the board. We're getting a lot of people coming to access food support for the first time. They may have exhausted all their own resources, their whānau's resources, their community resources, and and it's a big thing for people to reach out and go, you know, I can't even put food on my table. Can you please help? And that's certainly for some cultures is quite a big step to take. I'd say about 30% of people who are accessing our hubs services are doing so for the first time. And again, that indicates just where we are in terms of ability to look after ourselves as a country is pretty poor.
Do you think that there's some shame or stigma around people, you know, going to ask for help?
In certain cultures, absolutely there is. We certainly know that. I've been on the ground, on the front line, and talking to families who have come in, and you know, you get that, you know, this is the last thing I want to be able to do. What does it say? Somebody said, one guy who was working, he was working in a warehouse 40 hours a week on minimum wage. He said, what does it say about me that I can't put food on the table for my family? And you could see the genuine distraught in him in doing that. At the same time, the organisations that we work with who have got those kind of wraparound services are trying to understand in those circumstances why have they had to come there. So it could be as simple as the amount of money they have, but it could be housing, mental health, lack of family support. There's many reasons why people reach out to get food support, with cost of living being the primary reason.
What do you think the government needs to do to address issues of food insecurity?
That's a big question, because there's many, many levers that need to be pulled to ensure that everybody's, has the ability to be food secure. But I think at the moment, I would be saying that at least maintain and probably enhance the support that they are given to our sector. And we only got a year's funding as a sector until June of next year. And I think the return on investment in this government's quite good at understanding, trying to understand the impact of their funding. the food rescue sector from New Zealand Food Network down through all its food hubs provide extraordinary value for money in terms of the impact that we have across the community. You know, at least start there, I would say. But some of the other bigger levers in terms of, you know, income levels, tax breaks, etc., they're a much bigger task to take on to get right, so that, again, we don't put the country back into huge debt, but we find the balance of being able to support those who genuinely are struggling to help themselves.
And what is your organisation going to do to also address food insecurity?
We'll continue to do what we're doing. So our base model of being able to take the vast amounts of food surplus that there is in the ecosystem, about 30% of food, especially fruit and vegetables, that is manufactured, grown and made, never even makes it to market. So there is a plethora of food in the food surplus in the ecosystem. There's anecdotally, we produce enough food to feed 40 million people, but let's feed our 5 million first. So, you know, we're looking at mechanisms in terms of trying to get access to low-cost, affordable food. Some of the other surplus areas in the environment, how to upcycle and repurpose some of the large volumes of raw product into longer shelf life products. So we'll continue to look at ways in which we can get food into the community where it's needed most.
And before we wrap up the interview, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Oh, just that, government continues supporting us. The businesses, you know, are doing as much as they can, and we'd love to engage with more businesses where there is a surplus issue, and we can help them address that. And then fantastic community that we work with on the front line, working with those that are struggling. So together, you know, the government, business and community, we can slowly elevate towards being a much more food secure country than we currently are.
That was New Zealand Food Network's Gavin Finley on Kiwis prioritising feeding their pets while experiencing food insecurity. We'll be right back after this short break. Please keep it on the B.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.